That's a draw.
So draw 3 out of possible 4 points against Syracuse this weekend. It was a good weekend.
Yeah, it's good. No, it's good. The weekend, and we got 7 points out of 8 last four game too. Like I said, everybody wants everything quick in life. Hey, let's go at the beginning of the season. We needed to gel together. We need to have some hard loss. Now we're advancing slowly. We're gonna stay humble in the win. We got a lot of work to do, but you gotta appreciate the way the guy invested in our style of play and our way to play. I know I'm demanding as a coach in practice. I'm demanding in games, but I think tonight they saw a result that was the reason why we're doing all this. And now is to just make sure we take that confidence, we carry it away for next week, staying humble about it, but being confident that we're a good hockey club.
You were going up against a Syracuse Crunch team with the best power play in the AHL going into this weekend, and your penalty kill was pretty fantastic, pretty perfect. Going into that weekend, what adjustments did you have to do in order to ensure that the
you know what? Our penalty killing was really good, then it got sloppy, then we readjust. And we were really good against Belleville. It started there for us. It started the week for us. They were solid. We needed to adjust just a couple of things. It wasn't a big thing. It's not. We weren't getting picked apart. We cracked on a couple of plays. We had to clean up. It was mostly clean up. We had a tough month of November on the road. A lot of not much teaching, not as much like a lot of teaching in games and cost in games and left and right. But I feel we had that little setback the last 10 days, so we could practice a little more and go after the guy about executing a little more.
You went with the 7 defensemen today. Mm-hmm. What was the strategy behind that?
Well, I think David and Kale needed to get in the lineup. Kale was cleared to play. The plan was to play in one game, and David sat a couple of games, and Depre was a bit under the weather and banged up from all the hockey we played, so it was a good opportunity to put them back in, and we overplayed some defensemen yesterday a little bit too. So it's just a great mix, and for me, more experience on the fourth line with shuffling cards a little bit, with helping out the matchup. They have 4 good lines, and our lack of experience on the fourth line was preventing me to play some guys at time, not because they're not good, it's just because their lack of experience and the challenge in the game. So by having 11 forward, I could manage the game as a coach to have a better fourth line or more experienced fourth line, and it worked out good.
How good was it to see Etienne Marcoux get his first AHL shutout? He only had to make 12 saves.
Yeah, but he had a couple of big saves we talked about after the game, and I thought he was a little bit unlucky the game in Belleville. Good thing happened to good people, to hard worker. He was a hard worker guy in practice all week. McNevin did a good job, so he had to wait for a start, which was a start today. And he was focused. He did a great job. Very excited about his shutout for him and the team. But he's a good goalie. He just was really set and feeling good in that.
Thanks, coach.
Thank you, coach. Thanks.